T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Every show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. And we've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
It is my mission, Tiki, every week to add a little bit more of a prop. This week I threw the hat on. By week 5, I'll have a fur coat on. What, gold shades? Watch.
Dude, it's cocked to the side, too.
That
makes
right,
it even
baby.
Better, man.
Hey, so, it's time to make a little loop.
So Brooklyn, man.
Time
so
to get
Brooklyn.
My hustle on. Little tilt nose. It's time. Let's go. All right, first up, here we go. If you're new to this, we're picking the spread. That goes without saying. 60% last week, as I said. I actually started 4-0 in college, which was sweet. Took a lumps around the NFL a little bit, unpredictable, but still 60%, 6 out of 10. We'll do that the rest of the year and be thrilled. Now, I could go 8-2, I could go 9-1, I could go 7 college and 3 pro. I could do over-unders, I could do sides. I've got no limitations, so let's start picking and hopefully let's start identifying winners. First up, Troy. Troy is laying 3.5 points at Middle Tennessee State. Troy's yet to play a game yet, so you always have to worry about that a little bit because of a little rust. But they got this kid, Gunnar Watson, making his first ever start. Now, Troy had a regress year last year. They've been actually really good for a while. They were only 5-7 a year ago. But the offense was a constant, you know, almost 500 yards a game, 35 points per game. And they have 7 of their top pass catchers back from a year ago. They're coming back to help Gunnar Watson ease into it. It's a nominal lay here, 3.5 points. It's an old rivalry, by the way. It's the battle for the the Palladium. I think it's called the battle for the Palladium here. So Middle Tennessee State played last week. They looked awful. I'm going to lay the 3.5. Give me the Trojans. Troy, -3.5. Hopefully there's your first win. Troy, we're going to roll with them. Bang. Boston College. All right. BC, +6. The crew from Chestnut Hill, my sister's school. But if they're not going to win me money, I don't care if my entire family went there. This is about winning games. Boston College +6 now at Duke. Duke played last week. You know, listen, I don't think Notre Dame looked that good. I don't think Duke looked that good. But they hung around 27-13. They covered. I had the under in that game. We won with that. Boston College is yet to play. This is down in Durham in Wallace Stadium. 12 Eastern kick. The Eagles now, listen, there's going to be a little rust here. I understand that. But Boston College, to me, they are trotting out 4 offensive linemen that were there a year ago. So there's continuity there. And I like that. You know, when you have and by the way, Duke allowed almost 7 yards of play last week against Notre Dame. I'm not saying Boston College is Notre Dame, but I am saying that I think you're going to give me 6 points for a team that isn't really that good. Yeah, I'll take my chances. Give me Boston College +6. Ring it up. Go Eagles. Let's go. There it is. There's the register. Let's move on. A little 3:30 Eastern kick on CBS. App State. Appalachian. Don't say Appalachian. Appalachian State. -4.5 at Marshall. Now, App State is just a program. You know, and I'm not saying that Marshall's not good. Marshall's had a hell of a program as well. Leftwich went there. Chad Pennington went there. Randy Moss went there. A lot of good players. They've turned out a lot of pros. I'm just an App State guy. Remember when App State, true story, when App State beat Michigan at the Big House. Jeez, what is that, like 15 years ago at this point, whatever it is, maybe more. I actually had App State in that game, not on the money line, I wish, but I had getting the points and I won. So ever since then, I've had this affinity for App State. Again, the object is to win. So if I didn't think that they would cover the 4.5 points, I wouldn't lay it. I do believe they'll cover the 4.5. That's why I'm laying App State minus 4.5. Ring it up, D-Cell. Let's hear it. Boom, there it is. All right, USF is getting, depending upon where you shop, 25.5 or 26 at Notre Dame. Here's what I see about Notre Dame. Here's what I think. 2:30 Eastern, by the way, is the kick. I don't think Notre Dame's very explosive. I don't. I don't see these gash plays. I don't see, at least not yet, I don't see a ton of pros on offense that are, you know, skill guys are going to translate and you know, just have a lot of influence in, early in the NFL. USF, who they play, Citadel last, forget about that. They're getting a lot of points. That's why I'm reacting to this game. I'm going to take USF. I'm going to take the, I have it at 25.5. And I'm going to take that, and I'm just going to literally bet that Notre Dame just doesn't quite have enough weaponry to bury you. Maybe a little ambitious for some. Maybe Notre Dame was rusty last week against Duke. Maybe I look bad, whatever. Today my pick is USF, and I'm taking the big chunk, 25 and a hook. Go ahead, D-Cell, ring it. All right, NFL, those are the four college picks. I'm doing six NFL picks again. Bills, minus 5.5. They're obviously 1-0 at Miami, who lost. This opened up at right around plus 3, so it's been bet up heavily, significantly. 2.5 points represents a big jump there for the Bills. I'm taking the Bills. I don't need to build up suspense here. Not that Miami's not going to eventually find some stability and some optimism this season, but they're not going to find it with Ryan Fitzpatrick against this Bills defense, even though the Bills linebacking core is a little bit banged up, as it was against the Jets last week. But Josh Allen fumbled twice last week against the Jets. Otherwise, the Bills, they may have put up 50 points. You know, you see the difference with Stephon Diggs. You knew it was coming. It just looks like an offense that has already taken a step forward, and they were a playoff team last week. I'll lay the 5.5. Give me the Buffalo Bills, first NFL pick. All right, I've got to drop an over-under at some point, right? I'm going to take the over in the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game for a couple of reasons. Number one, Tampa's going to be very, very pissed. And number two, you know, the Panthers are a team to me that, I'm actually going to get to the Raiders later in this. I don't want to divulge too much. But, you know, the Panthers, they got some weapons. And they had some weapons. They scored 30 points last week against the Raiders. I'm not saying the Raiders' defense is great, but the Panthers can move it a little bit. Tampa's scoring. The Panthers will do enough to tilt this over 47.5. I'm not big in, even though I like to have fun with the verbiage, you know, but I'm not into saying, oh, it's a lock, it's a lock. Nothing's a lock if you're putting down real money, coin or green stuff, or Bitcoin, I guess. But the one thing I will say, I really do like this game. I'm taking the over. It's a lock. I like it. Over 47.5. Moving on, D-Cell. Let's go. Tiki, are you with me, Tiki?
Of course I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm enjoying this.
I'm going to put a little coin. How's the lid look? I look like CeCe a little bit on the mound of the Yankees,
you
right?
You do. You're just a little bit paler, but that's okay.
I've got your Giants. Now, the question is... No. The question is, am I taking the points or am I laying the points? Meaning, am I going to take the Giants at plus 5.5 or am I going to take the Bears minus 5.5. What do you think I'm going to do, Teak? You know how my brain works for the most part. It's scary as that is.
Well, I know you like the Giants offense.
I do.
So, and the Bears defense is stout, but you're also lukewarm. Bisky, you like him, but you kind of don't trust him to score a lot of points. I think you're going to go Giants.
I'm taking the Giants.
Nice.
Teaky's right.
Nice.
And I'm taking the Giants because, hey, listen, Teaky, while he was 100% right and respectful in the obvious football criticism. I think this is about Saquon. It was a big story this week. I think Saquon balls out. He took it like a gentleman. He took it like the young pro that he is. So did Joe Judge. So did everybody else. Jason Garrett. I like the Giants here. A matter of fact, I might take the Giants on the money line myself. But right now, Giants 5.5. I'm taking that. Let's get to the Jaguars. Wait. I didn't hear. There it is. Let's get to the Jags and the Tennessee Titans. The over-under is 44. Gardner Minshew misfired on one pass. Hey, the Jaguars, forget about their defense, all right? They have some weapons on offense. Well, you know I like Gardner Minshew, but DJ Shark, Cole, Robinson, James Robinson, their running back, who's interesting. And here's what I like about the over. While I do think the Jags will score just enough to keep this over, their defense, which was obviously traded off and gutted, the one guy who really is a star that remains, Josh Allen, missed a lot of practice as well. I don't know if he's going to play. And if he does play, he's got a calf injury. So the one guy that could disrupt it and keep that total low might not play, probably won't play. And if he does, I don't know how well or how effective he is. Give me the over in the Jaguars and the Titans. That number's 44. There it is on cue. All right, let's get to the Raiders. The Raiders. Listen, I pick the Raiders to be a playoff team this year. I do, or I did. Michael Thomas is not playing for the Saints. They don't necessarily need Michael Thomas to win. 5.5 is always that interesting, weird number. Like, and I'll give you an example. Let's say, hey, Josh Jacobs, by the way, ran for 3 touchdowns a week ago behind that offensive line, which is phenomenal. One of the best offensive lines in football, all right? I'd like to see if Ruggs is fully healthy. You know, I love the tight end, but Ruggs got nicked up last week, came back, was relatively ineffective when he came back. Before he got hurt, almost took it to the house. You saw the burst there. But 5.5 is a number. Let's just say the Raiders have, you know, a methodical drive. The Saints a little hungover from their battle with Tom Brady, right? I mean, there was a lot of hype there. And let's say the Raiders score the first touchdown, which they very conceivably might. They're very good on offense. Suddenly, you're playing with 12.5 points. And now it changes. That's Monday Night Football, by the way. I'm going to take the Raiders. I'm going to take the 5.5 points. And it wouldn't stun me if they won. I wouldn't bet the money line like I might with the Giants. I think the Raiders cover. I like this pick. Give me the 5.5 for the silver and black. So I jumped to Monday. I'm going to actually do the Sunday night game as well. Last pick here. Seattle, -4 to host the Pats. Listen, you can mix and match and have 15 runs for Cam against the relatively, at least that day, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, relatively impotent Dolphins. Not much of a running game. Jordan Howard's not that high. Seattle, did you see the Pro Football Focus rating on Jamal Adams and what he did? Highest rated safety in week 1. I told you, this guy's a future Hall of Famer. What I would do is I would spy him all game on Cam. Oh, Cam, you want to run? Guess who's waiting for you? That guy. And that guy is Jamal Adams. Now, Seattle has some other issues on defense. I just don't know if the Pats can exploit it. I'm going to lay the 4. This is a Sunday night game. I'm going to lay the 4. And I'm going to take Seattle somewhere in the neighborhood of 27-17-ish, 27-20. But I am going to lay the 4, and I'm going to take Seattle. Ring the bell, then we'll give you the summary. Go ahead. Boom. Where are you? Nice. All right. Here it is. In summation, picks for week 2. Troy laying 3.5 at Middle Tennessee State. Give me the Trojans. I'm going to take Boston College +6 at Duke. Give me the BC Eagles. App State laying 4.5. Take it on Marshall. I'm going to roll with App State here. I'm going to take a big number, 25 at a hook, and I'm going to hope that I'm right. Give me USF, South Florida, to somewhat hang, and just not get obliterated, at Notre Dame, USF +25.5. Bills, -5.5 at Miami. I'm going to take the Bills. Panthers in the Tampa, expect some scoreboard tilts, meaning you're going to get some points. Over is 47.5. I'm going there. Give me Tiki's Giants. Inspired them this week, maybe woke them up a little bit. They didn't look that bad against the Steelers, but I'll take the Giants +5.5 against the host Bears. The Jags and the Titans, I'll take the over there. That number's 44. Raiders +5.5 as they unveil the new, no one's going to be in it, but in the new stadium. And finally, I will take Seattle -4 to take on and beat, moving away from the Pats. So I believe they'll cover that number.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.